Brent Watkins from Iowa has brought us Eatin' Chocolates. Well, more chocolate here. Hot Chocolate Rag, that sounds good too. Malvin Franklin and Arthur Lang wrote this in 1909, and to play it is the Turpentine Ragsters from the Kansas City area. The Turpentine Ragsters and Hot Chocolate Rag. Well, keeping on the chocolate theme here, here's Extra Chocolate. It's called Double Fudge, written by Joe Jordan in 1902 and played by the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra from Pennsylvania. Thank you. Paragon Ragtime Orchestra and Double Fudge.
This program is brought to you by the KGNU listener member and by Z2 Entertainment, presenting David Grisman's Sextet at Chautauqua Auditorium, Friday, August 12th at 7:30 p.m. More information and tickets can be found at chautauqua.com.
Okay, back to our sugar and our sweets. How about some candy? Here's a tune from 1909 by Clarence Jones called The Candy, and here is Meg Graff. Candy is played by Meg Graff. Well, what could be better than the candy? And that would be more candy. Here's a tune by Mel Kaufman from 1917 called More Candy. And here is the Peacherine Ragtime Society Orchestra from Baltimore.
Thank you.
Ah, nice one step there by Mel Kaufman, who had earned the nickname King of the One Step. More Candy from 1917. Well, what could be better than More Candy? How about All the Candy? By E. Harry Kelly from 1907. All the Candy. Here is the Palm Leaf Ragtime Orchestra, now defunct, but at one time was in the Los Angeles area. All the Candy by E. Harry Kelly. That was Palm Leaf Ragtime Orchestra. All right, moving on now in our sweet theme, we come to a tune by Lucky Roberts, the stride pianist from Harlem, written in 1922. It's called Molasses. hyphen Lasses. Molasses. And here is a really hot tickler, Mr. Adam Swanson.
Thank you.
Over that keyboard, Adam Swanson, and Molasses by Lucky Roberts. Well, how about some honey made by bees? So from 1917, piece by Les Copeland once again. We had him up once before. This was called the Bees and Honey Rag. And here are the Elite Syncopators with Terry Parrish at piano.
Thank you.
The Bees and Honey Rag, as played by the Elite Syncopators. And now let's get the bees out of here, and we'll just have the Honey Rag, written by Tin Pan Alley tunesmith Egbert Van Alstine in 1909, played by Alan Martin. Alan Martin has brought us the Honey Rag from 1909. Well, here's a tune called Sugar Lump. That's perhaps the pure sweet right there, Sugar Lump, from 1914, written by Fred Bryan, and played tonight by the Raspberry Jam Band. That sounds sweet also. They are from the Sacramento area. Thank you. Sugar Lump from 1914. That was the Raspberry Jam Band. And on a somber note, the pianist for the Raspberry Jam Band, a young man named Tom Breyer, was in a very serious automobile accident just a few days ago. He's in intensive care in a California hospital, and we all have our fingers crossed that he'll come out of this all right. But it was a sad note to end on for that. But let's get back to our music here. And from 1913, another piece by Percy Wenrich. This one is called The Whipped Cream Rag. And here is Professor Bill Edwards. Professor Bill Edwards there, and The Whipped Cream Rag by Percy Wenrich. Well, we've got one more here before we go out, but I hope you have enjoyed part one of a two-part series tonight. The series is called Sugar and Spice, and part one is sugar, so everything that we've heard tonight has some sugar in it somewhere. It's been kind of fun. Most of these have been happy pieces and the sort of thing that we enjoy playing and we enjoy listening to. So hope you'll tune in another couple of weeks and we'll catch the spice aspect of this and you can contrast them and see what you think. Our last tune is more of a Dixieland piece. I'm not sure it was written for that. It was written sometime in the 20s. I don't have a date on it. By a man named Howard Johnson, which is an interesting name for this piece because the name of the piece is Ice Cream. Anyway, from an album, let's see, what is the... Yeah, the album is called Kids Fun Birthday Songs. Here is Franz Jackson talking about ice cream And he even mentions having a little bit of gin in there, which I thought was an interesting concept for a kid's album. But anyway, we're going to go out tonight with Ice Cream by Howard Johnson. Let Franz Jackson take us out. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks very much for joining us on Ragtime America this evening. And hope we satisfied your sweet tooth in ragtime tonight. Time in 30 seconds will be 9 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland on K229AC, and online, of course, at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
There we got it, and thanks, Jack, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift here on KGNU. Tonight, we are going to be celebrating moon songs, and we'll be doing that for the next couple of weeks. So this is a great night to snuggle up with someone you care about and enjoy some wonderful big band sounds. Hang in there. We're going to have fun. Two of the great rivals of the big band years were Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw. Of course, Benny was known as the King of Swing, so they had to come up with something new to call Artie Shaw, and they came up with King of the Clarinet. The two who never really got along very well, but they certainly did some marvelous things with a tune that is so familiar. Both of them had big hits. First Benny in the 30s, and then Artie Shaw in the 40s, and in the 50s, it would become the part of the theme from Picnic. Here is Moonglow.